Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show on this Saturday, the 14th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2018. Good morning, everybody. Well, my guess is the only subject this morning will likely be the U.S.-French-British missile strike on Syria. Here's what's being reported so far. Good thing, no Russians were killed. In fact, no one has been reported killed at all in the strike. Furthermore, the missiles did not even enter the Russian Federation's air defense zones. Oh, good targeting and flight path planning in anyone's book. This means immediate military reprisal is highly unlikely from Russia. Iran may be another story. Time will tell. Russia has stated there will be consequences. Iran has branded the allies as criminals. As usual, and as would be expected in any Middle Eastern country, the Syrian government has rallied protests by the people against the attack with the usual chants and slogans and stuff like that. You know, what's new there? Syria has claimed to have shot down. First they claimed 13, then they claimed 20, and now the Russian military claims 71 missiles of the 103 launched were shot down by the SAA, the Syrian Arab Army. Now, if this is true, this needs to be interpreted as the Syrian air defenses were being manned by Russian servicemen. I'll tell you that right now. Now, Colonel General Rudskoy of the Russian Federation said the strikes had not caused any casualties and that the Syrian military facilities suffered only minor damage. But, of course, he forgets to mention that no military installations were targeted, and he also neglects to mention that the chemicals, weapons, equipment storage facility slash command post and two of the chemical weapons factory labs were leveled, and this was shown by images on Syrian state TV, which really only showed heaps of smoldering concrete and steel. Of note is the fact that no still images or videos that we are aware of have shown the remains of Tomahawks nor Storm Shadow missiles that they claim to have shot down. Now, Lieutenant General Ken McKenzie, the director of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon, now, director is separate than chairman, so don't get excited. Nothing's changed. But anyway, he says none of our aircraft or missiles involved in this operation were successfully engaged by Syrian air defenses. He also says there's no indication that Russian air defense systems were employed early Saturday in Syria. McKenzie also says 105 weapons were launched against three targets in Syria. On a side note, Daily Mail reports that Alex Jones had a live on-air mental breakdown, be it faked or real, last night over Trump's decision, literally crying and saying, "Trump's now a fraud, done, F Trump." Now, of course, this gives Jones a new enemy to snipe at from Austin, which, of course, means a greater flow of income and a new demographic to entertain, primarily the never-Trumpers. Now, folks, my commentary on the situation is as follows, and yes, I'm likely going to anger some of you guys by telling the truth as I see things. Well, so be it. What we did last night was absolutely ridiculous, in my opinion. We risked war in the region, if not globally, over a chemical attack that may or may not have even happened. We did so before the OPCW team had even fully assembled on the ground in Douma, let alone waiting for the report, now rendered rather irrelevant for the U.S., Britain, and France, at least, because of the missile strikes. Just for the sake of argument, let's say the attack really did happen and 40 people were killed as claimed. Why would we then be willing to risk the lives of millions or even billions in a worst-case scenario just to deter Assad from gassing another few people, most of whom would love to kill us infidels? Furthermore, for Assad to attack his own civilians with chlorine and or sarin, when the war was, for all strategic and likely tactical purposes, already over, it just makes no sense whatsoever. Now, let's see if we can follow the Allies' logic here. He's won the war. He attacks civilians with chemical weapons and thereby invites Western attacks and possible destruction of, or at least a significant degradation of, his military forces. Yeah, right, and 2 + 2 yet again equals 5. Now, additionally, I've watched the tape myself. Doctors at Douma's only hospital state that men ran into the hospital last Saturday with video cameras yelling that there had been a chemical attack and panicked the patients, most of whom were suffering from smoke inhalation as a result of fires caused by conventional bombing of a few remaining pockets of resistance. Hence, the videos of the garden hose scrubbed downs and the rest of the scenes of panic. Now, I don't know if this is actually true, but it certainly fits the pattern that the white helmets have done in the past few years. I do believe the Russian Federation will respond in its own good time, but it's my guess that it'll be an asymmetrical attack and a surprise to many people as to the method. You know, perhaps it might be a cyber attack on our financial system or on our infrastructure, like our power generating facilities. And if we keep poking the bear, perhaps an EMP. You know, folks, Putin's patience has got to run out sooner or later. As for Iran, I see their most likely targets being U.S. shipping in the Persian Gulf and taking scud pot shots at the Saudis from Yemen to keep on going like it has been for the past year or so. Now, is Vladimir Putin a good guy? I don't know. He's a cold, calculating, self-image-obsessed nationalist SOB that will always put Russia first. However, with Russia being a predominantly Christian country with moral values supported by its government, it would have been fairly easy for Russia to have become an ally, vice, an enemy, if this had truly been the goal at the beginning of President Trump's term. Now, hopefully our leaders, and I use that term loosely, as they're only leading us to our own destruction on multiple fronts at this point in time, will finally learn that the mindset of the Russian people diverges greatly from that of the American people as a whole. They, as a whole, are patriotic and very willing to defend their country with their lives as necessary, while a majority of Americans accept that some multimillionaire sports heroes don't even stand for our national anthem anymore. Not to mention the liberal political correctness and snowflake mentality that is pushed by the mainstream media, serving to demonize our military and law enforcement folks. Russians as a whole care about their own people and do what they can to help each other. We pull out the cell phone to video people dying from violence or accidents in the street a good deal of the time just to gain a little fame on YouTube. The Russian military gets the job done in a timely manner. Our military isn't allowed to do the same and are sometimes forced to arm our supposed enemies like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. You know, the same folks that continuously and openly state they want to kill us for Allah. I could, but I won't. As they say, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Lori, what's your take on all this, please? And then I guess we can open up the lines for calls.
Well, I'm probably like most folks out there, you know, who think that President Trump has done the right thing, only for the fact that he didn't react as soon as it happened. He met with his advisors and everybody he needed to talk to about, you know, his situation, what can be done, what should be done. You know, he's a businessman, so I know he's taken all that into advisement from his advisors, and he's going to do what's best for the American people. And like he said in his little briefing, you know, can't have Syria gassing their own people. And that's what it came down to, I guess, after everything was said and done. It's Syria doing it to their own people. And we're talking innocent women and children. And this is, you know, chemical warfare. So I feel
like... you believe it really happened, Lori. I personally don't.
I do. I don't see President Trump attacking somebody for nothing, you know? And he wanted to make sure that this, I'm sure he wanted to make sure that this actually happened, like, you know, you have concerns about. And once he found out it did actually happen, then, you know, he's weighed all the, I guess, the consequences and all of his options and, you know.
Well, I'm curious if the OPCW, what happens if the OPCW comes out with a report back to the UN that says no evidence of chlorine, no evidence of sarin? You know, I wonder how that's going to look on us. I mean, it would only take a week usually for OPCW to put out a report. You know, what would a 7 days more have been?
Well, like I said, it's not something he rushed into. He actually waited for the evidence, I'm guessing, to before he did anything, you know. He's just not going to say, okay, fine, you did it, no big deal, you know. Where I know that there's a lot of Obama people out there that really like President Obama, but I'm sure he did a few good things while he was in office. But when it came to, I felt like when it came to Muslims, since he is a Muslim and he admitted it, I don't think he was actually watching out for the American people. I think he was more or less watching out for the Muslims. But I honestly think that President Trump is doing what is best for our country. And like I said, he didn't just jump into it 2 hours later and say, this is what we're going to do and we're going to fight back over there. He actually... You know, in my opinion, waited for all the intel to come in before he made this decision, along with meeting with his advisors, you know. So.
Well, the soonest he could have attacked, because we didn't have assets in the region in theater, would have been 2 days ago. That would have been the soonest he could have attacked, really, with any force. Because that's when the Donald Cook got into the Red Sea there. So,
well, you know, we're not in this alone. United Kingdom and the other one is in there with us, you know, it's our allies. Any country that could actually use chemical warfare on their own people, test it on their own people, you know, on certain people of their country that they, you know, may not be high up on that priority chain, that to me is just wrong.
Chemical, you know, like we did in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, right?
I guess, yeah, but, you know, it's been a while since anything like that was used in during wartime, and that was in World War One. So, you know.
Well, we'll agree to disagree on this one.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see what our... listeners say.
Well, here's the bottom line, Lori. We can't do anything about it. You and I can't do a thing about it. All we can do is either suffer or benefit from what comes out of it all. That's our only two choices. It'll be one or the other. Or, well, actually, there's a third choice. The status quo remains. But there's nothing you and I can do or say that will change anything. You know, we just got to roll with the punches. Looks like we got some calls, Lori. We've got Kevin in West Virginia on line three.
Hey, sir. How are you doing? Hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Doing good, Kevin.
All right. First off, this is absolutely incredible. I heard about this last night, and I'm talking about our attack on Syria. I am appalled. This is first off, there was no congressional oversight. He just straight up did it. Talking about President Trump, I do not trust him anymore. I will support him when he does good. When he does things right, I will support him. As for trust, no more. This is, you know, and a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of these decisions were made in 666 and Fifth Avenue. They were not made at Pennsylvania Avenue. And I'm talking about Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner being the operative of the military-industrial complex, Saudi Arabia and Israel.
And I think there's no denying that he's got leanings towards Israel, and I know he's got business connections in Saudi Arabia. So I would say there's a very good possibility you're correct on that.
I think Kushner's been compromised, and I think how they compromised Trump is through his family, using Ivanka and using Jared Kushner.
You could easily be right, Kevin.
I mean, and as far as last night, too, I think politically and physically, I mean, if you watch the video of Trump, it doesn't even look like him. It doesn't sound like him. I think he was drugged, and I think he was forced to read off of a script, and I think he's being held hostage in the White House, too.
Well, you know, that thought ran through my head about 4 o'clock this morning. If he was actually the one calling the shots.
No, I don't think so. I do not.
You know, just a week ago, he was wanting to pull our troops out of Syria.
Well, what I'm getting at, too, who benefits from this? Bashar al-Assad does not benefit from this. I mean, I don't believe there was no sarin even, you know, and if it was, it was the rebel troops that the United States are backing, which is al-Qaeda, ISIS. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Trump has completely lost all my respect for even going with this. Sometimes you got to sacrifice things you don't want to sacrifice. He rolled over. This is going to be a slippery slope. Once you roll over to the military-industrial complex, it doesn't end. I mean, I don't know what we do, but the next thing that I'm asking is, you know, Russia's going to retaliate.
Absolutely believe they're going to retaliate. I just don't think they're going to do it with nukes or sinking our ships. I think they're going to catch us by surprise in either a week or a month or a year and take down our financial system or hack all of our power grid or, you know, I guess if we keep messing with them, maybe even toss an EMP or two at us, which would totally destroy us.
And I believe you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, look at the statistics. You know, look at the Great Depression. How many people actually lived off the land just in case if an EMP does? And look how many people are nowadays, you know, in this economy that we have, can't live off the land. They run to the grocery store. They can't even take care of themselves. So, I mean, if an EMP hits, say goodbye to 90%, you know, of America, the population.
That's what the EMP Commission reported to Congress in 2006, Kevin, that, you know, within a year, 90% of the U.S. population would be dead, and I believe that.
I mean, sir, I'm 33 years old, and this is absolutely, I've never heard, seen, or anything like this read in history. This is unprecedented. We're in deeper than what we were during in the Cuban Missile Crisis in the Cold War. We're deeper.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean to sound like, I don't mean to fearmonger or anything like that, but we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
I agree.
We're in deep trouble. And RBN, you know, I know you guys are on a shoelace or a shoestring budget, but we need to keep you guys on the air. We need to keep the truth being put out there, because there's going to come in time and day that you see the attacks on the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth, the Sixth, the Ninth, the Tenth. You see all these attacks onto our Bill of Rights. There's going to become a day that we're not going to have a Constitution or a Bill of Rights anymore. And
Kevin,
I think that time
you for your call. We're up against a hard break. Ladies and gentlemen, when we go back, we're going to talk to Jerry in Chicago, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. We have been talking about so far this morning about what's going on in Syria, and we have Jerry in Chicago on the line. Jerry?
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. Good morning to both of you. I just listened to the first 2 hours of the show preceding your show, and if you get the opportunity, go to the archives and listen to the first 20 minutes of his show. He was extremely passionate. And it seems to be that the whole world, except the United States, knew about this chemical attack that was going to happen. They were rehearsing for it, and it was all a big fake. And the big fake, big part of the big fake is to show us the bodies. There are no bodies. There are no morgues that are full. You know, this looks like another Las Vegas, Hollywood tutorial to pull the wool over the people's eyes. And stop and think about that. 2 weeks ago, Trump said that he was going to pull the troops out of Syria. And then Assad decides he's going to launch a chemical attack. And where did he get the chemicals from?
Well, if it was chlorine, that's easily obtained because it's required for, you know, use, especially in the Middle East, for making water fit to drink, in other words, so it won't kill you. If it was sarin, Who knows? I don't have the answer to that, Jerry.
Well, you know, we were all buffaloed back in 2003 when Colin Powell stood in front of the United Nations and showed him a little vial, as far as I know.
I remember.
It was powdered sugar that could have been in there. So I wouldn't go along with the sarin thing. And somebody brought up a really good question. What if China and Russia, back in the 90s during the Clinton administration, came in here and launched an attack on America when we supposedly killed men, women, and babies with the Waco fiasco? How would the rest of America feel? And I, you know, I'm looking at that from another point of view. Why has America always got to get involved with this stuff? And the only interest in Syria that America has is Israel is interested in it. And that's it.
Well, the official excuse that you're not going to hear on the news, but it's still the official excuse, is we want to have control of the Levant. And I don't really understand why we do. I mean, there's no huge oil interests there. All the Levant really is a, you know, combination of olive groves and sand. Why do we have such a big interest in it? But that's the official word.
Because Israel and Saudi Arabia and the UK asked for our help.
We got to stop helping them. I mean, the country's in turmoil right now. We can't help our veterans. We can't help our homeless. And yet we've got all this money to invest in war and go fight for somebody else someplace else. That doesn't make any sense to me. And something to do with Syria's warm water port that Russia uses, too.
Well, I don't... All right, I think, Jerry, what our problem, yours and my problem, is we're trying to apply logic to this, where logic doesn't exist in what's going on. You know, that's the only thing I can come up with. You and I are trying to figure out legitimate reasons when there are none.
Well, that's what you get when you got a whole bunch of dual citizens and APAC oath keepers, other than constitutional oath keepers, a bunch of lawyers running the country. You know, we need regular people, and I think they ought to just start up a draft and pick a name out of a hat or a lottery, let's call it. And you go and serve for 1 year for your state, your country. And that's it. Your year is up. Do the best you can and do what's intended for everybody.
That works for me.
You know, because this stuff of the, you know, these, all they are is, they're suit-wearing criminals. They're mafia. That's all. That's what all this incorporated townships and everything else like that has to do with it. You know, it's all about the
right
money. I live in a town just across the street from Chicago. And when I grew up here, the population was between 62 and 6,800 people. That population has dwindled down to almost 3,000. I believe it's 3,200 now. And the police force has grown from two squad cars back in the 1970s to 11 squad cars. Yet the population has dwindled by more than 50%. Can anybody put a light on that? Except the idea is that we've got a lot more police officers, which means that you can write a lot more tickets for revenue coming into the township.
Right. Well, that's, I'd say that's the reason. Hey, Jerry, go ahead and hang on through the break, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to Real Survival. We have been talking about what's going on in Syria this morning, and we have Jerry in Chicago who's still online with us, and Jerry was giving us his thoughts on it. Jerry, you want to continue on?
Well, that's kind of where I'm sitting, is that it's all wrapped around this phony baloney currency, and they're trying to keep it active as long as they possibly can. And it's, well, what's the ruling on fake currencies? The longest one has ever lasted was 40 years, but yet ours has lasted now 47, if you count 1971 when Nixon took us off the gold standard. So we have a new world record, folks.
Yep, we do. Not one I'm exactly proud of, but yeah, we've got a new real world record. We've kept this Ponzi scheme going longer than anybody else ever has.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, like you say, hope for the best and prepare for the worst. But, like I said, if you get the opportunity, listen to the first 20 minutes of Barron Shelf Show, because he, like a good portion of America that's not scratching their head or got their eyes closed and are dumbed down, has had enough. And I joined them there because this is just as ridiculous as it could possibly get.
Well, I don't think it can get much more ridiculous other than a direct attack on Russian forces. That's the only thing that could be dumber than what happened last night, in my opinion.
Mm, I agree. Well, thank you very much for taking my call, and you too have a blessed weekend. And God bless all
you
the
too,
RBN
Gary.
Listeners, and everybody donate, please. We need the, or RBN needs the help anyway. Okay, have a great one.
All right, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call, buddy. You know, Jerry's right, ladies and gentlemen. RBN does need the help. Really, really we do. You know, things are getting better, but not that much better from what I'm told. So if you can afford to, go to RBN, or I'm sorry, republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. On the far right-hand side of the page at the top, there's a donate link. Click on that and do what you can, folks. It would be greatly appreciated. Well, I'm sure there's other things in the news, Lori. I saw that President Trump pardoned Scooter Libby. I guess it was yesterday or the day before. I was up all night, so everything's running together. You know, I really don't understand that one. You know, I'm really beginning to believe there might be some validity in what, you know, in the rumor mill saying Trump might have been compromised. You know, of all the people that deserved to be pardoned, Scooter Libby wasn't one of them, in my opinion. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So, you know, I'm not saying Trump is compromised. I don't know. But something has changed in the past 7-8 days. That I know for a fact. Something has changed. I just don't know what or why. Now, folks, if you got an idea, give us a call. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Interesting time. You know, my friend that usually calls from the show, Rick in Missouri, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, asked me if I thought it was a good time for him to go to Sam's and stock up. My reply was one word, yep. Anyway, Lori, looks like the calls are stacking up. Let's go to Michael in New York first on line 5. Good morning, Michael.
Tim and Lori. Good morning, Tim.
Hi.
And Lori. You know, Jerry, super sharp. And it's a shame there's not 10 more million Americans in this country at the level of Jerry's understanding. It's a real shame. He is super sharp. I just wanted to add in that, you know, Tim, we got to use logic in everything. Because if we don't, we'll be insane like the rest of the scum running our country and the world. And with logic, we can see through all of their actions and what they're really up to. Again, in Syria, just recently Trump's announcing total withdrawal, and Russia is too. Then suddenly, whoops, Assad, who would benefit with the withdrawal of U.S. troops, right? He's going to gas his own people? What? I mean, obvious logic says impossible, does not compute, BS, BS, BS all the way. But who does benefit? Well, the usual suspects, the Antichrist state of Israel. And along with all the international banking families that control our Federal Reserve and the rest of the central banks on the planet, it's because they benefit from all war, not only due to the debts generated by the countries needing to invest in their military-industrial complex, as well as the profiting from directly manufacturing all the munitions and weapons of you know, the technologies of death, as I usually refer to that. And so,
well,
you know, it's,
you're
it's
right,
all
Michael.
BS for sure. Yes, sir. And, you know, Trump is definitely compromised him. We can see his demeanor's changed. Now there's also talk just breaking yesterday that he's talking about having another look at TPP. So they got him, you know, we can only speculate how they got him. It's not the BIMBO eruptions, that's for sure. It's definitely some kind of threat to his family. It's got to be that. Or just some real dirt on him that's not, you know, the BIMBO stuff with the prostitution or marital affairs while he's married. No, it may be even a little more disappointing for us if it were to come out, because he was good friends with Jerry. And so, but they got something on him for sure. But at this point, I would just suspect they're threatening his family. I think that's what it is. And that's why a job like this cannot... I'm sorry, go ahead, Tim.
No, I was just going to say that could easily be. You know, I don't think they could threaten Trump directly, but they could, you know, threaten his children and grandchildren. And his wife.
Agreed. Agreed. Trump, I think he's a man. He'll take what's coming to him to do the job to get our country out of the mess it's in. But his family, he can't risk it. Nobody could. No, and that's why a job like that can only be done by a guy like me, that single, strong, virile, knows what's going on, willing to get in the face of the devils and these den of vipers, drag them right out, hang them all, and then take my chances if they get to me before I get to them. And right. That's the only way that job's ever going to get done. You cannot be married with a family and expect to step into that den of vipers and pull our country out of it. Impossible.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I really do.
You know, and Laurie,
but I think on the flip side of that, Michael, if he has been truly compromised like that, the only proper thing for him to do would be to resign. you know, there's really no other way around it, because he won't be able to do what's right for the country. Plus, he'll be miserable. Plus, his family will be running scared for the next 3 years, or three and a half, or two and a half, whatever it is. And you know, if he truly has been compromised, the only real option for him is to resign. If they'll let him. They might not let him.
Sure. No, they probably wouldn't. Not if they got him now. You know, they definitely would not want to let him go.
That's right.
So it's all good points. He's definitely not going to be able to do the job that he promised us. That's for sure from here on out. Doesn't look like it's going to happen at all. We're definitely in deep trouble as the one world government system tries to close in and totally take us over. But we all have to remember they can't do it until they get our bent on all these false flags to try to get us to give up our guns, because they cannot smoothly just wipe us out and roll us over like a steamroller, like they did in Nazi Germany or the Bolshevik Russia or Red China or any other country where they take the people's guns. They just steamroll right over them after that. They can't do that to us as long as we're armed.
You're right. You're correct.
That's their main impediment. And so we're going to see from here on out constant false flags to go after our guns so they can disarm us. They got to do that. And so we have to be ready for that for sure. And stocking up on all necessities, as you were just saying, every smart American, they have to do that. They got to be ready to be ride out a terrible storm, to be as self-sufficient as possible. And that way we have a shot, because we have to always remember the heritage of our country, unlike any other country in the history of the world except for old Israel. The original Israel, founded by God himself, where divine intervention constantly protected a people that were not well-equipped to defeat an overwhelming enemy that was well-armed, well-supplied. George Washington and the Founding Fathers, his army, were constantly protected. They had nothing. You know, really. I mean, these guys
froze in
the winter. Right. George would plead to the Congress, we need some help here. You know, and the Congress had nothing. They kept printing up paper continental notes, they called it continental, you know, for money to be independent. But after a few years of constantly printing, they quickly learned, oh boy, that's no good, because it becomes worthless. And then hence the old saying through the 1800s, it ain't worth the continental, which Americans today aren't even familiar with that phrase.
No, they're not.
Now we can say it ain't worth the Federal Reserve note.
Exactly. You know, if you know, Michael, if that stuff ever comes back, you know, when I say that stuff, Federal Reserve notes ever start pouring back in. In other words, if the petrodollar fails, you're going to be surprised how fast hyperinflation hits. It's going to be a mess.
Yes, sir, Tim, exactly right. And it's coming. You know that. Jerry touched on it.
Oh, I know it is.
And we can already appreciate the inflation already of the cost of goods and the deflation of that Federal Reserve note. Because today, I think a pack of gum, I was asking a young kid, how much is a pack of gum today? I think he said $2, no kidding. You know,
yeah.
It was 5 cents when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
And, right.
Three pieces of bubble gum for a penny.
Yep, so what changed, right? That Federal Reserve note's becoming worthless.
Exactly.
So we got to definitely all get ready for that eventuality. That's for sure.
Hey,
and I just wanted to mention, Tim, if I could, real quick, I just wanted to mention to Lori when she brought up Obama. Lori, were you smiling or did you have a straight face when you said you think he did something good for this country? Because that wussy Barry Sotoro did nothing good for our country. Nada. Nothing. Niente. Nada.
No, he was being facetious, I assure you.
Yeah. I was wondering if she was smiling if she said that with a straight face, Tim. Because she had me laughing. You know, as a New Yorker, and I'm a country boy, because a lot of people outside of New York State, when I used to travel around, they say, "What, you know, you're from, what's part of the city you're from?" And I would love to say, New York's all country. I'm a country boy. I would love to run into that guy or any of these other low-life traitor wussies. You know, we're just not fortunate enough to be strolling down the street and running into these guys. I don't care how many agents he's got protecting him. I will unleash on them guys if I ever get a chance.
Well, Michael, we got a bunch of other callers waiting, buddy, so I'm going to have to let you go for now, but thank you for calling. It was very enjoyable speaking with you. Okay, next we go to Mike in Kentucky on line 3. Good morning, Mike.
Okay, I didn't realize I was going to be this quick, but, you know, Assad's motivation is what, you know, I would ask Lori to think about. Twice now this has happened where, you know, Trump and the West is talking about pulling out, or mainly just Trump, I guess, and whoever he's listening to. And then the deep state, you know, whoever comes back and says, oh, no, we can't pull out. And then all of a sudden, you know, Assad does something dastardly that deserves being attacked for. I mean, it's like a setup, you know. I don't understand.
And that's the reason that I'm beginning to think that people that are saying Trump is compromised might be right.
Oh, you know, well, Trump, I mean, that's obviously he's compromised. I mean, Chuckie Schumer made it very clear he's not a very smart businessman to be messing with the intelligence community. The intelligence community can mess with you six ways from Sunday, right there on national, you know, whatever you think of Rachel Maddow's show. I don't watch it, but...
Yeah.
You know, the clips are all around the internet. If anybody can go see that clip. So, you know, Chuck Schumer's basically saying, look, you know, we elected people don't run this country. And then if you go back and look at Charlie Wilson's War, there's a clip in there called The Sexiest Woman in the World, where Charlie Wilson actually just come, and I couldn't believe it when I saw it in the movie. I just about fell off my couch. I had to special order that DVD back when we still had a DVD store that sold movies and electronics in town. It's gone. So, you know, Amazon and all that killed retailers. But, I special ordered that because I heard about the movie. And nobody told me about that scene in there. They said, you need to watch it to see the good history of how we got into Afghanistan and all the Soviet Union. And, you know, this Joanne... fourth richest woman in Texas is asking him, or telling him basically, you know, I guess she likes to keep congressmen as pets. So she's just telling him, look, Charlie, you're going to meet with this President Al-Huq of Pakistan. And he goes, well, I'm not sure how my supporters are going to deal about me meeting with a Muslim leader, you know, and helping him out. I'm going to go do this to you because you look very good naked. And it's Julia Roberts putting her makeup on after they've had a tryst, you know. But the Jews aren't going to feel very good about me doing this. And she goes, well, how many Jews are in your district? And he goes, oh, well, there's 7 Jews in my district, but congressmen aren't elected by voters. They're elected by contributors. Mine are in Hollywood, New York, Florida. I'm Israel's guy on the hill.
All right. Hey, Mike, I got to ask you to hang on, buddy. We're going to commercial right now. Just hang on. Andrea in Oklahoma, don't hang up. We'll get you probably after the top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443 if you'd like to give a call in and join our conversation or talk about anything else. Right now we're speaking with Mike in Kentucky. Okay, Mike.
Well, I mean, have you looked at that, Lori? The fact that the last attack on the airport or the Air Force, he says he destroyed 20% of the Air Force, and I don't know, but what the Russians may have got a hold of some of our cruise missiles when that happened, because they didn't all hit what they were supposed to. And don't know what happened to them all, but you know, right before that, incident of chemical weapons attack. You know, I was talking about pulling out of the Syrian conflict, you know, because, hey, Assad is actually going after ISIS. He's going after the Israel's enemy in the region. He just doesn't want to build a pipeline across his country, which they don't have to. They could build it another way. It's almost like because Assad won't do anything and everything the West wants him to do, that justifies attacking him. I don't know.
There you go. You're right.
But twice now, you know, Trump is talking about pulling out of the country, and Assad prevents that by attacking his own people with chemical munitions. That doesn't make any sense. You know, so I would look at that. It doesn't. It looks like the deep state and the Israelis run this country. I'm not a Jew hater. I don't know about any of the rest of the people on RBN. I think the Jews and the Muslims religion is a dead end. And I think they're being misled by a lot of their religious and political leaders. But I don't hate them for that.
I've got some good friends that are both Messianic and Hasidic and Orthodox Jew.
There's as many flavors of Jews as there are Baptists. There's all kinds of different sects of Jews. They're not all just under one banner. I mean, they're not all Israeli firsters and greater Israel expansionists.
No.
So, but at the same time, I think we've got kind of an occult situation going on here. And, you know, I used to think it was just, you know, Mexican standoff. Nobody would ever dare attack America because you can do simple math here. They only use these fuel rods in the nuclear reactors for 2 years for maximum efficiency, and then they have to sit and cool for 6 years. So at every one of these reactor sites, if you're worried about a meltdown, there's 3 times more hot rods that can catch on fire, generate, a hotter, blow up and spray pellets on fire, atomized into the atmosphere. And there's at least 90 of these sites across Kentucky. So nobody, Kim Jong-un, Russia, China, nobody is that stupid, because if you saw the end of Hunt for Red October, where the Russian subcommander kind of blow up Sean Connery, takes up all the safety measures off of his torpedo, and, you know, he pulls a maneuver and the damn torpedo comes back on the sub, and his lieutenant goes, "You idiot, you killed us." So, you know, we have a de facto doomsday weapon, and it could be fixed in a short number of years. They've got a technological solution that they've been suppressing for 30 years. 30 years they've suppressed this.
All right. Mike, I appreciate your call, buddy. We got more callers waiting. Call back anytime. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.